Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. I guess your broad question about your work, you've made so many films over the course of many years covering a lot of topics. And I apologize if I have this wrong, but it seems that in almost every case, you take some very broad topic, the Vietnam War, liberty, baseball, pretty broad topic, even though it's one sport. And then when you've examined the lives of individuals, they are people like Ali. And they're often things that the general public has known something about. They're not totally unfamiliar. And then you excavate it more and you teach us more, which is wonderful. Have you done any work on, or have you thought about doing a film on something that is completely unknown to the general public and obscure and shining a light on that kind of story?
Well, I think we have in a few cases, you know, the story of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, Huey Long, who is a less known figure, the early days of radio, the women's suffrage movement, which was, of course, completely unknown. We did a film called Horatio's Drive about the first cross-country automobile trip. But most of them are those big subjects. But the reason why we spend a lot of time, thanks to PBS, being able to tell the story and getting in deep is we're telling not just a top-down story, but a bottom-up. We're making those big, bold-faced names, whether it's Franklin Roosevelt or Elizabeth Cady Stanton or Muhammad Ali, understand them from a human bottom-up perspective. And I think that's really important. The architecture of the atom and the architecture of the solar system look a lot alike. And we're always trying to remind ourselves in these big stories that the best way to get at the big picture is actually from the bottom up through the experiences of so-called ordinary people in relationship to this, or in the case of extraordinary people, so-called extraordinary people, showing the ways in which they're ordinary, showing the ways in which they have failings. You know, I've had the great privilege, Preet, of making films about the U.S. for almost 50 years, but I've also made films about us. That is to say, all the intimacy of the word us, the two-letter lowercase plural pronoun, and we and our, and all of the majesty and the complexity and the contradiction and even the controversy of the U.S. And it is an amazing space to operate in. And within that is a charge to get as deep as you can, to shed as much as you can the conventional wisdom, to look at events that seem to us sort of clear and clear-cut and at least disposable for the, you know, our discrete conversations and complicate them. In fact, I have in my editing room a neon sign in lowercase cursive, and it says, "It's complicated." I don't know a film, I don't know a filmmaker in the world that when it has a good scene says, "Oh, let's not touch it." And we're in the business of finding out new information and complicating that scene and maybe making it less perfect than it was, but making the story more complex. And therefore, I think it gives lots of people, regardless of where they come from, and I don't put my politics in my films, and permit purchase, to permit a foothold on the part of everyone, and then have the ability to share a common history that's not limiting, that's not saying, oh, you've got to teach it only in this way, but is broadened, is a wider lens that incorporates more stories, stories that aren't told. You know, Dr. King said, all life is interrelated. All people are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. I'm interested in that mutuality. I'm interested in what that shared destiny might be.
Given all that, last question. Is there a small list of subjects that you feel you really must address or make a film about before your life of filmmaking is done?
Well, if I were given 1,000 years to live, which I won't, I would not run out of topics in American history. And so as I've gotten older, I'm 68 now, I'm greedier for the creative process, which I just find so inspiriting. And so in addition to Ali, I'm finishing a film on Benjamin Franklin. I'm doing, as I mentioned, the U.S. and the Holocaust. We're doing a history of the buffalo, a biography of an animal, but also a parable of de-extinction. Our next big war, I hate to put it so crassly, is the American Revolution. We're doing, as I said, a history of from emancipation to the Great Migration, emancipation to Exodus. We're doing a history of LBJ and the Great Society, and doing our first non-American topic on Leonardo da Vinci. All of these projects are underway. All of them will take me to the end of the of this decade, and I've got lots more bursting at the seams to try to tell the stories. In a way, let me just be honest and say to you, I've made the same film over and over again. Each film just asks a deceptively simple question. Who are we? Who are those strange and complicated Americans who like to call themselves, people who like to call themselves Americans? And what does an investigation of the past tell us about not only where we've been, but where we are, and perhaps most important for the conversation you and I have had this morning, where we may be going?
So you're barely working at all, it sounds like.
I'm kind of lazy, kind of in a semi-retirement, yeah.
That's all you have going on, sir?
That's it. I'm sorry. I do feel guilty about there not more. And there actually are a couple of other projects that don't yet have, that we're shooting on, that I don't yet have the gumption to say, okay, this is going to be a project and it's going to come out in December of 2029.
Right. Well, you'll come back and we'll talk about it. Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.